98.5 The Bull with Tig, and good morning to you, Daniel.
Well, I'll tell you this, Tig. People that listen to country music listen to a little bit of everything, right?
Of course they do.
We're not all just exclusively here in country. We don't sit on our porch with shotguns sipping on moonshine. Well, I do that. I do that. But when it comes to music, I think we all listen to a little bit of everything. I've got a quiz here for you, Tig, if you will indulge me.
Okay. Do you need audio?
Nah.
Okay.
This quiz... You can do your, what is that ESPN theme you like so much?
It's the CBS NFL theme.
This quiz, Tig. First lines of songs. I'm going to give you the first line of a famous song, and you'll name me the song, or I'll even take song or artist.
Okay.
We will start with, in the time of chimpanzees, I was a monkey.
I think that's Beck.
Beck, Loser is the name of the song. Up next. Just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
I know that song. Who sings that? I know the song. I couldn't tell you who sings it.
Brutally Buzz Yourself then. Don't Stop Believin' by Journey. Maybe the famous, most famous song on this list.
Mm-hmm.
Up next, she was more like a beauty queen from a movie scene. She was more like a beauty queen from a movie scene.
Rolling Stones.
No. Billie Jean by Michael Jackson.
Oh, my God. I suck.
Now that you've heard, like...
Yeah. I'm punishing myself now.
I'm sure you'll get this one. Tommy used to work on the docks. Unions been on strike.
You're frustrating me so bad because I know the song.
You know it. You know this one.
Tommy used to work on the docks.
Come on. Even you can sing it and don't know it.
I got to turn the music off, actually.
That'll probably help. And the way I read it with my cadence probably isn't helping, but you've got the tune down and everything.
Tommy used to work on the dock.
Come on, man.
Living on a Prayer.
Living on a Prayer.
See, it took me a second, but yeah. I knew I was going to get there.
All right, up next. I've paid my dues time after time.
Oh, boy.
You know it, don't you?
Yeah, of course I know it.
Try to sing that one.
But I can't articulate the
answer.
Try
to sing it. You had a good strategy.
Give me the line again.
I've paid my dues time after time.
I'm just going to... I can't get into it. I can't.
You know that one, though.
It's making me crazy. What is it?
Sing how you think it goes. No, I've paid my
I'm not going to engage.
Time after time.
That is, the guy, Freddie Mercury, Queen.
Queen, we are the champions. Up next, she's got a smile, it seems to me, reminds me of childhood memories.
We're halfway. No, that's not it.
You're back to Living on a Prayer.
Yeah, I'm coming back around. Say it one more time.
She's got a smile, it seems to me. Reminds me of childhood memories.
Oh, man, you're going to have to give it to me. This is driving me crazy because I know it.
Sing it, and you had a great strategy, and you stopped doing it.
Just tell me that one.
She got a smile.
That and it seems to me. But I can't conjure it up. What's wrong with me?
Something's wrong with you, pal.
I'm on drugs.
Now, don't start going all in your head. You're going to think you have
dementia. I'm going to have a panic attack.
That is Sweet Child of Mine, Guns N' Roses. How about this one? An old man turned 98. He won the lottery and died the next day.
I have no idea what that is.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
An old man turned 98.
Is it Alanis Morissette?
Ironic, yes.
Okay. Finally. Okay.
That's a hard-earned bell. How about this one? It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away.
Don't know.
Yes, you do know.
No clue.
You're giving up.
Well, sing it to me.
I want you to try.
Well, can you sing the melody?
Something like... It's been 7 hours and 15 days.
I have no idea.
Sinead O'Connor, nothing compares to you.
Well, that song's like 90 years old. What do you want me to do?
All right, I'm going to give you one
more. Can you give me one that's in the last, like, century?
No, none of these are new. All right, how about this one? Goodbye, Norma Jean.
Goodbye, Norma Jean.
You dude, you're giving up, Tig.
I don't know. John Denver? I don't know.
No, you don't know.
I have no idea.
You don't know. How does it go? Goodbye, Norma Jean.
Oh, that's Elton John.
Yeah.
Okay. One it's better more. When you sing it.
I don't want to sing these is the problem. How about All the Leaves Are Brown and the Sky is Gray?
I know that one.
What is that?
That's a great song.
What is it?
Can I pull it up?
Don't Google it. What is it?
I know what it is.
Okay. Well, yeah. The guy shuts down it to play.
By the way, if you watch Forrest Gump, that's got to be one of the best soundtracks in a movie ever.
Got it. Yeah, it's pretty good.
I mean, it's like excellent, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And probably that's why I know this song, to be totally honest. But it's the Mamas and the Papas. That lady singing died young, man.
Mama like, Cass, right?
Yeah, why did everybody die young back then? Like Jimi Hendrix.
What's
and,
that club? It's the 20, is it 27 or 28 club?
The guy from The Doors, what's his name?
Is it the 27 or 28?
Yeah, I think they say 27 club. All these people died in their 20s. Like, what was up with that?
That's fame, man. You know, you get to be famous and nobody tells you no. And you get all this money. I passed along
the way. Yeah, that's good stuff right there.
Well, I imagine that.
That quiz was fun. However, I sucked at it, yeah. So I apologize.
The 27 Club, all these actors, people, Amy Winehouse, all these people at 27 passed away. I guess it's because...
Janis Joplin.
Jim Morrison from The Doors. If you have a bunch of money and 27, you're kind of living crazy. Would you have survived 27 as a famous millionaire?
I mean, I always wanted money, you know? Everybody wants money. However, I don't know... Yeah, you're right. Like, if I was 27 and had unlimited money, I'm not sure if I would have done well with it.
We need to be broke.
Yeah. Like it's good that you're broke when you're young. You can't do stupid stuff. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. Hello, Daniel.
It is Music Monday, Tig. We're going to be on News on 6 promoting that we're doing The Sound of Moonlights back.
Yeah.
And I just occurred to me to do a funny bit. I wanted to see if you thought this would be funny. So to talk about The Sound of Moonlight being back, I will record sounds around the radio station and have them play them on News on 6 and have the anchors upstairs when we're on that segment at 9:45 or so guess the sounds. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking I go into the restroom. The first sound that I'll play for them, a toilet flushing. Mm-hmm. And I'll say, that is a toilet flushing in the men's room. Second sound, a different toilet flushing. And it's the toilet in the ladies' room.
Oh, my God. You can't go in the ladies' room at work.
I'm just going to be pretending.
That's a violation. Okay.
And then maybe the third sound is a urinal flushing. Or is that too blue for television?
I don't know, man.
Well, come on. We got to do something entertaining. Listen, what can we do?
Listen to what happened to me the other day. I'm like in charge of my neighborhood or something. We're having an Easter egg hunt. And so yeah. Me and my son went out passing out flyers. And this lady starts kind of going, hey, come over here. And I go over to her. And I was like, yes, ma'am. You know, I thought I was in trouble. Like, she didn't want me passing out flyers. She goes, you're the guy on television. Like, she doesn't even know I'm on the radio, but she notices us from the News on 6 stuff.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful because people watch that thing.
Okay.
It's not like our radio show where we can just do anything.
Okay. Instead of two toilet flushes and a urinal, maybe just two toilet flushes and then another sound?
Yeah, but I don't know if that's funny, man. I don't know.
Buddy, there's nothing not funny about a toilet flusher.
That's like 13-year-old humor. Like, kids think bathroom humor is funny.
Okay,
not
so what's a funny
olds.
Sound we can use for News on 6 then to
I
promote
thought it was
the sound
funny
of
what
Mula.
We did last time. Last time we played sounds, mm-hmm. And Alan Crone, the weather guy, had to guess. And I thought that was a funny bit because you played some kind of sound and they would
guess.
It was a
sound of scraping on metal.
And they were like, you know, it's scraping metal or whatever. And you're like, no, that was me keying Alan's car in the parking lot. And so we made every sound seem to be that we had vandalized.
Another
Alan
was like
Crone's
broken
car.
Glass. That's like us breaking into Alan Crone's house We can't do the same joke, buddy.
All right. Well, nobody knows. Like, we could just continue. Anyway, I don't think toilet humor is that funny.
This is why I don't come to you.
But you're
I'm like, I think it would be so funny to do the sound, be a toilet flushing twice.
You're 54 like, and you still think toilets are funny?
It's a funny sound.
Here we are.
There you go.
Oh, there we go.
Is this your first day?
Yeah, it's my first day.
This is an April Fool's Day prank? Yeah. After 3 years, April you can't remember how to turn on the microphone?
Here we go. It's 98.5 The Bull. Hey, good morning, guys. Sorry about that. The Sound of Moolah returns this morning. Remember last time we got up to over $3,000? And it turned out to be a shaving cream can. And somebody won that. And we're going to resume the Sound of Moolah. And we're not that far away from it. In fact, 7:10 this morning. So here we are, 6:45. So at 7:10. We got the Sound of Moolah coming back. How about that?
You guess the sound, and then we add more money to it. 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10.
All this morning. Also, lots of stuff going on in the sky around here, Daniel, because later today and maybe even this morning, some thunderstorms are possible. But Alan Crone says they're more likely this afternoon. So we may have some convective activity, thunderstorms, and that like. Stuff like that this afternoon.
It's a little worrisome. It felt eerily warm outside this morning.
It was a little bit, it was nice. However, nice, it was eerie.
I'm like, uh-oh. This kind of weather sometimes means, or, you know, when it's warm like this, it sometimes means it's going to be bad news.
Something's going to happen. So watch out for that today. Also, in the sky, the solar eclipse is like 1 week away now. This is Chin Doan from News on 6.
Anticipation is building for the upcoming solar eclipse on April 8th. With the path of totality cutting through southeastern Oklahoma, cities like Idabel and Broken Bow will be in the spotlight as prime viewing locations. But this online eclipse simulator shows Tulsa isn't a bad spot to view it.
Amazing. It looks like it's going to swallow the whole thing up. And then it just goes around the other side.
This won't be Billy Snyder's first time witnessing an eclipse. He still remembers his last experience like it was yesterday.
The birds start chirping differently. The night birds came out. You felt like a blanket of night.
For those who...
That was Eden Jones, too. When the sun gets covered up by the moon at midday, the birds freak, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what I noticed the most when I saw a solar eclipse or whatever this is, and they freak. And so that's kind of weird. So, but then there's also a place where you can go watch the eclipse with some elephants.
Yeah, they sent me a Facebook message because I talk about this, you know, these elephants all the time. They're like, hey, come watch the eclipse with the elephants. And I'm like, there is no way possible. Those things could go nuts.
Yeah, I mean, it's like noon and it gets dark. The elephants might freak.
They might think it's me causing that. Like, kill this white devil. And the elephants might go crazy and try to tusk me with its ivories.
So that's next Monday, 1 week from now. Also, Daniel, you'll be excited about this. Food Truck Wednesday returns this Wednesday. And that's basically down at Guthrie Green, which is a park in downtown Tulsa. And all these food trucks show up every single Wednesday, and they serve lunch to people.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a lot of commerce downtown, so people work in the BOK Tower and City Hall and other places, and they all come over here and they eat lunch at Guthrie Green. So that's back, Daniel. So congratulations to you. I know you're excited.
I'm having some issues with food trucks lately. I'm a little... A little expensive sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm not naming any particular food trucks, but some are a little expensive and they take a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to eat a $17 hamburger that takes an hour. You know, I get it. Food trucks are a neat idea, but what's the big deal about something made to eat out of a car?
Oh, I thought you liked food trucks.
I do like them. I like the idea of them, but I can't afford them sometimes. Have you been to one lately?
Oh, I know. They cost some money. That's
maybe
true.
Maybe they've kind of reworked the prices. Did you see this clip? Man, this is going on here. I've seen it on TikTok several times. An Oregon man nearly killed a 4-foot-tall construction saw blade, got loose, came hurtling toward him at a super high rate of speed. You could barely see it on this clip on TikTok that I saw as he was walking into a convenience store. A 4-foot-long or tall saw blade.
Yeah, okay.
Jams into the door as soon as he closed it. Here is Shane talking about what happened.
I mean, obviously it wasn't my time, but it's probably the closest I've ever experienced it. So I was walking into the store here, put my handle on the door, and I heard a loud bang and yelling over here at the corner. Just as a cloud of smoke pops up, and I see a guy fall into the ditch and a 4-foot blade hurling at me as I'm walking through the doorway. Thinking maybe this is my time, but I don't think I would have survived being touched by that thing.
Oh, not even close. This thing, it just goes to show you, like, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
And he would have never saw it coming. I wonder how close we've all gotten to death and just not realized it.
But he closed the door and then it hit immediately after that. So he was very close.
Yeah, you got to look up this clip and watch it. It's crazy. Did you see this? A 105-year-old Texas man is planning on seeing his 13th solar eclipse a week from today. Here is Laverne talking about the upcoming eclipse.
I've seen 12 eclipses. We've traveled all over the world to see them. I was lucky I had money back in those days. I could walk out the door here, look up and see it. You don't need to go anywhere. My science teacher, I loved all my science classes.
So he's very exciting. Tough life for a guy named Laverne, I bet, back in the day.
Well, there's dudes named Carol.
I know, but, you know, Texas, growing up in Texas, your name's Laverne. Had to get pretty tough pretty quick, I'd imagine. Finally, I've got a story here. 9-year-old in California led police on a short car chase. What do you think he was trying to do?
The 9-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
Go to McDonald's?
Here's Officer Terry Dunn talking about what happened in the case.
Several other officers showed up as well, and it was kind of like one of those no one really believed it kind of thing. So several officers did show up to the scene just to see it, in fact, that it was a 9-year-old driving the vehicle. A few seconds later, I did notice a little head bopping inside. Made an approach, and as I was approaching, I could see a kid, which turned out to be a 9-year-old child, sticking his head out saying, "I'm sorry, I'm trying to get to school."
He's trying to go to school. Yeah.
Well, they shouldn't ticket him. He's trying to go to school.
At 9, though, you can't run over the police trying to get to school.
Well, good morning, guys. That Sound of Moolah returns at 7:10 this morning. We're not far away from that at all. Less than 20 minutes, actually. You're going to win some big money. Right here with Tig and Daniel. Hey, good morning, guys.
Tig and Daniel on 98.5 The Bull.
Tig, you love that Nissan of yours, am I right?
Drove it here today.
You're always talking about how much you like it, how Nissan has figured out the formula between the car looking good and it also being safe. You like all the amenities. You could start your car from inside your house. All this kind of things. All these things I didn't even think of, really. I'm jealous.
Are you jealous that on Easter Sunday that I went to Waffle House and I had to hop on the highway and I'm in my Nissan and the thing will tell me, hey, your lane is clear. It's not clear. It like does all this work for you. And they really like, and my son's in the back seat, and I really appreciate that Nissan is one of the safest vehicles out there. And you can get yours today at Jackie Cooper Nissan. They're making huge deals down there right now.
Yeah, I'm looking right now at JackieCooperNissan.com. You forget sometimes about the Nissan Titan. If you need a pickup truck, Nissan Titan, 0% for 60 months right now. Just go to JackieCooperNissan.com. It's a beautiful truck.
Yeah, how often do we need a pickup truck in our lives? You know, like I had to like have all this stuff. I just had to pile up outside of my house, like a old soccer goal and all this. And I was like, well, I don't have a truck.
Also, think about they're getting the Arkansas River ready to be put those boats in on that Whitewater Park. I wish I could have a truck and then I could take a kayak down there.
Well, Nissan's got it, don't they?
Jackie Cooper Nissan. Go check them out.
JackieCooperNissan.com. Well, Daniel, we're coming in hot on this Sound of Moolah, man. We got up to over $3,000 last time with the Sound of Moolah. And as I look at the clock here, we're only 7 minutes away from another chance to win some money.
What's sad is I think, man, these sounds aren't that hard to figure out. And then I was just playing some of the older sounds from the last couple of times we've done it. No idea. And I even recorded the sounds. We played them. For example, this was the $3,000 sound here. Would you like to hear this really quick?
Yes.
Now, do you remember what it was?
Now, that went on, and what my guess would have been was a lot of people's guesses, is one of those, remember when you're in elementary school and that big scissor thing came down and cut paper?
Paper cutter, yeah.
Yeah, play it one more time. To me, that's what that was, and it turned out not to be that.
That was a can of shaving cream.
Yeah.
Now that you know that it was shaving cream, listen.
Just coming out of the can.
Yeah, and that was so many guesses on that it got all the way up to about $3,000. I remember one day we just said, all right, we're going to start taking calls, and we're not going to stop until we get a winner. Because the time for the contest to end, we had 40 phone calls, and somebody finally. What's got to be really frustrating is sometimes people know what it is, and they just simply can't get through.
Yeah, I hear that a lot. But here we go again, Daniel. We're going to start the Sound of Moolah again today. Inaugural for 2024. We have a new sound. I've got it right here.
You think you should debut it right now?
Do you want me to play it real quick? The brand new sound?
Yeah, let's do a little drum roll and then maybe the new sound.
All right. I can do that.
And it starts off at what? I forget.
$100.
$100. Even that in itself is a really great prize. Yeah,
but remember, if you don't get it, we add $50, and that's how we got up to the $3,000 last time.
And we do $50 each time, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So here we go. The brand new sound, which we'll give you a chance to guess in 5 minutes. Here it is.
Hmm.
Hmm. I have no idea.
You really don't? You don't know?
It sounds like there's glass involved. But outside of that, no, I don't know. So in 5 minutes, we're going to let you guess on this sound right here. And we'll see what we can do.
It's the $100. Hot new sound of moolah.
The hot new sound of moolah in 5 minutes here on 98.5 The Bull. Good morning. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. Hey, good morning, guys.
To win cash with Tig and Daniel and the sound of moolah on 98.5 The Bull.
You've got a brand new season now. Opening day, if you will, of Sound of Moolah. We've got a sound here for you. At this very moment, it's worth $100, which even in itself, could you imagine up getting $100 for breakfast? That's a pretty good feeling.
That's pretty good. And but if we miss it here, we add $50. And so later in the morning, it'll be $150. And then if we miss it again, it's already up to $200 by the end of the day. So, you know, last time around, we had an over $3,000 sound. Would you like to hear the sound now?
Yes, please.
And we're taking calls. Daniel, you want to take caller 9 now?
Whatever you want to do.
All right, so here's the sound of moolah. What in God's name?
Call up with your guest, 918-879-9898. $100 up for grabs if you can identify the sound of moolah.
And Daniel, you're still the only one that knows the sound, right?
As far as I know, I am the only person on this planet. So I need to find somebody to tell immediately in case something happens to me.
Well, we talk about designated survivor. You know when the president gives a speech?
Mm-hmm.
They always take a congressman to a safe place just in case. And that guy would become president. We need somebody that knows the sound of moolah except for you. Because if you get run over by a milk truck, what are we going to do?
We just talked about that story, that thing that's trending on TikTok right now or going viral where that saw blade slams into the door. A saw blade could hit me and nobody would know the sound of moolah.
Yeah. So you need a designated survivor. But in the meantime, Daniel's the only one that knows this sound. And if you think you know it, $100 up for grabs. 918-879-9898. 918-879-9898. Good luck.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan. It's time to win cash with Tig and Daniel and the sound of moolah on 98.5 The Bull.
All right, opening day of Sound of Moolah. We've just heard a sound. Savannah has called in. You said your little son just had to get to the car, huh?
Had to go to school.
No, he had to get out. We'll see. Now he's missing his mom on the radio, missing to see if she went on. Now he's got to. You made a good point. He's going to be sitting in class all day wondering if his mom has correctly guessed the sound of moolah. It's almost torture for him. I feel bad for him.
Yeah, I do too. I'm sorry.
Savannah, did you hear the sound?
Yeah, I did.
Tig's going to play it again for you. All right. What could that be? Savannah, are you prepared to guess the sound of moolah?
Absolutely.
What is your guess, please?
My guess is a marble in a glass jar.
Is it a marble in a glass jar? It is not.
Chubbs and Casey's baby.
I don't know what that is. Somebody's messed up our hotkeys, man.
Is this an April Fool's Day prank? You better just tie.
I don't know what they're talking about.
Anything goes today. Just be like, that was a prank, dog. Anyway, no, Savannah, I am sorry to announce that you did not get it. That is not correct. There is a bit of a silver lining, though. All right. Thank you for playing, Savannah. Listen.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you. You can go ahead and hang up there, Tig. I was going to say a bit of a silver lining, though, is that we will add $50 to it. Am I right?
Yeah, so we're up to $150 now, is that right?
$150, and that happens at 8:10.
All here on 98.5 The Bull, the sound of Moolah. And it continues, even if we don't get it at 8:10, we roll through to 9:10 as well. Here on 98.5 The Bull with Ty and Daniel, and all this week and all next week. Daniel, how would you describe me? Because I think at one point you said I'm like a dumb genius or something like that, right? What'd you say?
Yeah, you're a dumb smart guy. Like, you're pretty good at some things, but then you can't. Like, I think one time you were looking for... what were you looking for that time you went to the wrong section of the grocery store?
Oh, jalapeno peppers.
You went to the floral department?
Well, I thought, because I grew them in the garden one time, and I thought they're going to be in the...
Instead of the produce, that's what I mean. Like, so something, you might know a lot about history, but also you don't know how to find jalapeno peppers in a grocery store.
Our buddy Casey and Chubbs.
Chubbs and Casey, yes.
Yeah. And they do the show on K-Hits. Anyway, Casey... love Casey, and she said, hey, would you and your boy like to come to my birthday party next Saturday? And I said, oh, yeah, we'll be there. That'll be fine. And I tell my wife this, and I swear, and she denies this, and but she started, like, I could see, like, almost her eyes getting watery. And I said, next Saturday, I need to go to this birthday party. And she goes, is there anything else prevalent about next Saturday? And I go, I don't know. And then I knew it's our anniversary.
So, in other words, your wife, you made your wife cry over the weekend? Kind what a fun story. Lucky lady.
Well, I just, like, I don't think it dates that well, you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we'll be 11 years married now. And, but then I go and tell her, hey, I got this thing I got to do on Saturday evening. And, you know, I think I hurt her feelings a little bit. And I feel bad about that. But, guys, we just don't remember anniversaries, do we? Do you remember that kind of stuff?
I've ever been married. I don't know. But I think anytime if your wife starts to cry because you don't remember a date, it's either got to be her birthday or y'all's anniversary. There's no...
Well, I knew something was up, and I go, oh, yeah, our anniversary's coming up.
You can take it if you want, but you mentioned how back in the day you used to just drop a kid off at a birthday party. Now you guys all have to stay at birthday parties.
Yeah, we got to stay at the birthday party these days.
Typically, if you do something on your anniversary night, you do that like evening hours.
Okay.
You can still go to the birthday party and go to a dinner. Yeah. Hey, it's Tiger Daniel. Who's this?
Hello?
Hey, it's Tiger Daniel. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jake.
Jake, what's happening?
How's it going, man?
What can we do for you, Jake?
Oh, I was calling in about the sound of Moolah.
You'll need to call in at 8:10. We'll have that again at 8:10.
Oh, okay. All right.
Thanks, buddy. I thought somebody was calling to give you some advice about how to make up, make up with your wife and all that, but they just want money. So, what are you going to do?
Well, because I'm a genius. I recognized that she was asking that question for a reason, and I said, I know it's our anniversary. I got it covered. Everything's fine. So, you know.
So you got a reservation, everything planned out?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Oh, Lord.
So there we are. It's Tiger Den on 98.5 The Bull. Think about me. Thoughts and prayers.
Think about your wife. I couldn't imagine being married to you.
What do you mean?
Like, there would be a Dateline special in which I murdered you because I could not be married to you.
You don't think I'm fun to be married to?
Heck no. I bet you are the worst to be married to.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate that. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel.
Let me mention also, Tig, coming up, and I forgot to even tell you about this, at 7:40. We're still doing our ticket giveaway, Tim McGraw tickets.
Now, that's a
heck of a show right there, Tim McGraw.
15 minutes away from that, here on 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. Good morning.
98.5 The Bull weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
Man, we got a big ticket coming up, Tim McGraw. Not just a country singer, he's been an actor, and so one of the bigger stars in the world, and you can be there for free in about 5 minutes. Good morning, Daniel. It's 98.5 The Bull.
You mentioned something last week that's I guess people really been on their minds. You mentioned that you saw on TikTok or you saw somewhere that the Member's Mark Southern style chicken sandwich tastes very similar to the Chick-fil-A sandwich.
The Sam's Club chicken sandwich tastes exactly like Chick-fil-A.
I'm trying to enjoy my life over the weekend, and people are messaging me, us, about the chicken sandwich. This guy, Ethan, supposedly said he was going to try it and call in with a review. We haven't heard from him yet. My mom and Mr. Jimmy call down in Alabama, and they have no less than about 40 questions about this sandwich. Mom's like, how do you cook it? I'm like, Mom, I don't know. Tig is the one that made it. Did he put it in the air fryer? I'm like, Mama, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
50 questions about this thing.
There's more layers to this than I thought, because this chicken sandwich from Sam's Club tastes exactly like Chick-fil-A. However, what I did say was, what's the right word to use here? It was soggier than you get. Because if you warm it up in the microwave. So then I saw people on TikTok putting them in air fryers and toasting the buns separately. And then you kind of get like a different texture, I guess, is the right word.
Maybe this person calling actually tried it too, because I'm sure you probably caused them to sell out at Sam's. Hey, it's Tiger Daniel. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Carrie.
Carrie, did you try this chicken sandwich?
Oh, no, I have not tried the chicken sandwich.
She's trying to win Tim McGraw
tickets.
She's
totally derailing my whole thing here trying to. Okay, Tim McGraw's coming up in about 4 minutes here.
Okay.
Thank you.
But it tastes exactly like it. The Chick-fil-A sandwich has a pickle flavor to it as well.
How do I respectfully tell you that I don't believe you?
You can say.
I don't have a Sam's Club card. I can't go get my own. So I'm going to have to come over to your house.
I've got 9 left. Because I ate one of them to test it.
Mm-hmm. I just don't see how you could microwave a sandwich, microwave the bun, and it still be a quality sandwich.
It is.
And you're telling me in a blind taste test, you could be confused.
If you put on a blindfold and I gave you a Chick-fil-A sandwich and I gave you this Sam's Club sandwich, you would not be able to tell me the difference.
I think you're wacky. Hey, okay. It's Tiger Daniel. Thanks. Who's this?
This is Lyndon. I think they taste similar, but there's a little bit stronger pickle flavor, even though you don't have pickles on it.
I guess my question to you would be, if you had on a blindfold, is there any possibility at all that you would get the two sandwiches confused?
Oh, no, not at all. You can tell the difference.
All right, bye-bye.
It's like that It's like that DiGiorno's commercial where they're like, hang on, buddy. It's like that DiGiorno's commercial, Tig, where they're like, is this delivery or DiGiorno's? Like, what kind of moron can't tell the difference in a frozen pizza and one that had been delivered? There's just no question.
I'm not going to call him a moron, but it is pretty good. It's worth it, I think, so.
Now I've got to try it, but I don't have a Sam's Club card. Can you smuggle me?
I can next time I go next week.
All right. Yeah, put some of those in your pants and save them for Daniel.
There we go. I can do like a tally, you know?
How dare you come after Tally this morning?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Hey,
poor guy.
Gotta do it.
Hey, man, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Hey, y'all have a good one.
You too.
All right, see ya. So we're calling it pulling a tallies now, huh?
I'm not calling it anything.
Tim McGraw next on the Bull. Well, here we go, Daniel. Big ticket today, man. Tim McGraw, one of the biggest stars in the world, country or not.
That's right.
Everybody knows who Tim McGraw is.
We just came off of a great weekend with Blake Shelton at the BOK Center, along with his special guests. And now, April 13th, Tim McGraw. So this is another one of those concerts just around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to wait months and months. Let me introduce you to Crystal on line one. She's an HR manager. You say you live out in Tahlequah?
Yes.
I had a complaint. One time I sneezed in the studio. Tig did not say bless you. Is that an HR violation?
No.
It's not.
It's not very nice, but it's not a violation.
Thank you.
I feel like it is.
I get to keep working here.
All right. Taking on Crystal today is Janet. How are you, Janet?
I'm doing fine.
Are you excited about the eclipse coming up?
Yes, I guess I am.
I think you're probably like me. You're worried it's going to be cloudy.
Yeah, I don't figure we're going to be able to see it as well as
I hope we can see it.
I'm sure we can see it, but not as well. I don't think it'll be clear enough.
Oh, no. Ooh. Well, we'll all cross our fingers. Well, enough tomfoolery, guys. Let's get down to business. Tim McGraw is the man. got a long career of music. He's a great actor. So all these answers to these questions contain the word man. Got it?
Got it. Yeah.
All right. Crystal. This is Gotham's number one superhero.
Superman. Batman.
We're off to a bad start. We were looking for Batman.
Yeah.
Janet, you can take an early lead here if you can identify the Cowardly Lion's companion.
The Tin Man.
Tin Man is correct. Crystal. This is a mascot made of tires.
Michelin Man.
The Michelin Man is correct. Janet, this is the top groomsman.
Best Man.
The Best Man is correct. Crystal, this is a Christmas cookie.
Gingerbread Man.
Gingerbread Man is correct. Janet.
Yes.
By the power of Grayskull.
He-Man.
He-Man is correct. Crystal. He busts through a wall saying, oh yeah.
The Kool-Aid Man.
Kool-Aid Man is correct. Yes. Janet.
Yes.
He is known as the Web Slinger.
The what?
The Web Slinger.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man is correct. All right, guys. Crystal has three. Janet has four. Final question. Janet.
Are you at Crystal or Janet?
Excuse me. Crystal. Thank you, Tig. This is a power pellet eater. A power pellet eater. Also gets chased by ghosts.
I actually don't know.
Crystal, that would be Pac-Man. Pac-Man. Janet, sing us a song tonight. We're all in the mood for a melody.
I have no idea.
That would be from Billy Joel's Piano Man. And with that, Janet has defeated Crystal in the 98.5 The Bullfight. Janet, you've got a decision to make now. Are you going to hold on to these tickets or give them to Crystal, who works in HR? Crystal, why should Janet give you the tickets today?
Honestly, she won them fair and square, and I missed the simple question. She should keep them and have a fun night.
All right, Janet, you heard it from Crystal. Are you going to keep the tickets or foist them upon Crystal?
I think I will keep them.
All right. Well, congratulations, Janet. Crystal, don't worry. You've got another chance tomorrow morning at 7:40.
Okay. And right. Thank you, Crystal. Oh.
By the way, we got the Sound of Moolah coming up again, Daniel, at 8:10. So hang on. Should I play the sound again one more time?
If you'd like, yeah. I guess I was under the impression you had it queued up.
Here's the sound that we're playing for now, $150, right?
Okay.
Here it is.
All right. You identify that sound, you could win $150.
At 8:10 this morning.
All right. Guys, could you do me one last favor? Give me three numbers and an animal.
98.5 The Bull with Ty Gadano. I'm in a season of my life that a lot of you have probably gone through, and it's kids' birthday parties every weekend. And so I went to a kid's birthday party this weekend, a buddy of my son's, and we go over there, and everything's fine. And what I don't want to have happen is me to be put in charge of anything. And I don't know what it is about me. Why do people want me to be in charge of stuff? And you know what I got put in charge of? The guy who raises the pinata or lowers the pinata. Okay, and the dad who nominated me for this, I said, I don't think I want to do this. Too much pressure. Because everybody's got their phone out, and they're posting stuff on Facebook, and this is going to be public, and if I screw this up, it's going to be a disaster. And he said, listen, for the little kids, don't move it as much. For the bigger kids, move it like crazy so that they can't hit the pinata. So you know what I'm talking about? You pull the rope up and down.
I mean, I've seen that. I don't really like the rope being pulled up and down. You're already blindfolded, right?
Yeah.
Why make it impossible for the children?
I don't disagree.
You're torturing children.
But anyway, you know, I was nominated, and I'm trying to be a good Samaritan and whatever and play the game. And anyway, some kid comes up, and, you know, they swing their little baton, and I pull the pinata up. And then they swing again. I pull it back up. And then I got nasty looks at me.
By who?
Well, you know, other parents and stuff, because I guess I pulled it up too prematurely and I wasn't giving them a fair shake. And, you know, why do people ask me to do stuff? I don't get it. Like, I don't know how to do anything.
I got to be honest. I feel like the pinata is too dangerous to have. Why is this thing still doing around? Because here's the problem. They have on the blindfold. They finally hit it and break it. So when the kids see a little bit of candy fall, all the spectators rush in.
Yeah.
Well, guess who doesn't realize that the thing's broken?
The blindfolded kid.
The kid with the bat and is blindfolded. He continues to swing it.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, does it not take forever to bust a pinata?
It does.
We need to invent something called the Tiger Daniel weak pinata. Like two hits, this thing breaks.
It just turns to salt. As soon as you touch it.
It takes a good 45 minutes now. And then if you add in the blindfold and jerking it around, it is going to – it's brutal.
Yeah. And then what always, at least in my experience, happens, people get tired of the pinata thing, and they just open it up themselves anyway, right?
Yeah, because they're too tough. That's why we need the feeble pinata. The feeble pinata.
The feeble Tiger Daniel pinata.
Yeah, the Tiger Daniel feeble pinata. I think it'd be a huge seller.
We've got our smart speaker, we got our canned ham, and now we've got our feeble pinata.
Yeah. You know, birthday parties take too long already. How long were you there at this thing?
2 hours.
15-minute birthday parties from now on. These kids don't need 2 hours. How about 15 minutes? You can
eat. I like it.
Cake to go.
I don't disagree.
Eat that cake at your house.
Yeah.
You don't need it there at the party. It gets too messy.
Right. Like,
about three swings on the feeble pinata.
You say, would you like a box for your cake? And you then you take it home.
You don't ask, buddy. That's where you run into trouble. You get these people going. Remember during COVID what they used to do? Drive-through birthday parties?
Oh, yeah. We went to one of those. Remember?
I did, yeah. My sister even had a drive-through baby shower at the time.
Those were weird times, weren't they?
A little bit, yeah. We were, but people would just ride by and blow their horns. And you're like, oh, thank you.
It's funny about that pandemic we went through is that, like, we all kind of complained about it, and it was horrible. Don't get me wrong. However, there were things we learned about that maybe we should just adopt permanently. Drive-through birthday parties. No meetings in person. Everything needs to be on Zoom.
Yeah, COVID is a terrible time. A lot of people got sick with COVID, but nobody was injured in a pinata incident.
That's right.
Because there was no birthday parties.
Saved a lot of lives there.
Yeah.
It's not even by the bull.
8:10, we got that Sound of Moolah coming up.
Yeah, here we go.
It's time to win cash with Tige and Daniel and the Sound of Moolah on 98.5 The Bull.
Tige, the hills are alive with the Sound of Moolah. Earlier today, we had Savannah make an incorrect guess, and we had to add $50 to the total. Now it's $150, and we have Chelsea on the phone. She would like to attempt to guess the Sound of Moolah. Good morning, Chelsea. You say you've been working here. You work overnight. Is that when you work?
Early morning.
Early morning, so you're probably on the way home right now, am I right?
On my way, yes.
And nobody did any April Fool's Day pranks to you at work? Chelsea?
Yes.
What's happening?
I'm not sure.
Okay, well, enough tomfoolery, Tige. Let's get down to business. You're going to play the sound for Chelsea one more time? Chelsea, are you prepared to guess the sound of Moolah?
Yes.
Chelsea,
yes.
What is your guess? Play.
A pin dropping in a glass jar.
Is it a pin falling into a glass jar? That is incorrect, Chelsea.
Aw.
All right. Well, what are you doing over there, buddy? You've got another chance to guess at 9:10 this morning. So a little bit of a silver, a little bit of a silver lining. Tell me what the weather's like out there. I haven't been outside since it's been daylight. What is it looking like out there?
Pretty cloudy.
So with this, that means we got to add money to the jackpot, and Chelsea can probably help us with that, right?
Okay, it was $150. Yes. We're going to add $50 to that. What is the new total for the Sound of Moolah?
$200.
Mm-hmm. Already at $200, Tig, at the Sound of Moolah this morning, and your next chance to guess at 9:10. So be standing by for that.
Thank you, Chelsea. Have a great day, okay?
You as well.
Bye-bye. Good morning. It's Tig and Daniel on 98.5 The Bull. Daniel, every day I go pick up my 8-year-old from elementary school every single day about 2:30. He gets in the car, and the first thing I ask him is, how was your day, buddy? Everything good? And, you know, he tells me, like, hey, it was fine, Daddy, whatever. And one day he got in the car, and he said, guess who came to our assembly? And I said, who came to your assembly, man? And he said, Miss Tulsa came to our assembly. Hmm. Like, he got to meet Miss Tulsa. Pretty cool, right? And I said, do you think they would ever like me or Daniel to come up there and give a speech? And he says, no, I think they want mostly successful people. And he wasn't even trying to be funny.
Well, that feels good.
And I go, oh, okay, well, I guess we won't be up there for that. And then the other day, like, I kind of rib him. Like, you know, my son, he has a sense of humor, I guess. And you give him a hard time sometimes, and I give him a hard time. And that's kind of how we show love. We pick on each other. And I said, does anybody at your school ever listen to 98.5 The Bull? Like, do you ever go to school and somebody says they heard your dad on the radio or whatever? He's like, oh, no, not really. I don't think so. And then he comes home yesterday, and guess what he said? He goes, oh, Dad, I asked around the school, and everybody listens to K-Hits, our competitor.
Well, they're little kids. They don't have cars.
Well, I guess everybody's listening to Chubbs and Casey and not us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but it's cool to be around an 8-year-old in a way because they're so sweet. However, they don't have that social filter to where they know it's rude to say something to somebody. So you just get, like, direct feedback, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I get it also from my little brother was in town. This guy's 18 years old. And I was talking to him. I was like, you know, you never listen. He's like, I tried. It's not my cup of tea. Like, not your cup of tea.
His own brother's radio right. show is not his cup of tea.
My dad down in Alabama. Now, we have an app, the 98.5 The Bull app. You could listen right down there in Alabama every single morning. He listens to the local hometown radio station to try to win a biscuit from McDonald's or Hardee's down there.
So your dad chooses not to listen to his own son.
Right.
Because he can win a McMuffin?
Correct. My brother says the show is not his cup of tea. Your son doesn't like us. Well, it's time for me to retire. What am I doing?
Remember when we were on in Nashville, they put us on like 50 stations?
Mm-hmm.
And I called my dad. I said, Dad. Because I wanted him to be proud of us, you know, and me and all that. And I said, Dad, I'm on this radio station. It's called 95 KSJ. And all you got to do is when you're in the car, turn it on 95 KSJ and you'll hear us. And then like a couple days go by and he calls me and he goes, you're not on that radio station. I go, I assure you we are. And he goes, no, I listened. It wasn't you and Daniel. I go, what do you mean it wasn't me and Daniel? Of course it was me and Daniel. And the guy, I guess the guy, like, if I had a son that was on the radio, I think I would listen.
But same here. I think I would, my brother, I would listen. I would listen to my parents if they were on.
And my dad couldn't take the time to find out the right frequency or whatever. Mm-hmm. So he's listening to the wrong station. Anyway.
You know what made me so mad about my brother, too, is he's like, watch it. It's not my cup of tea. And then I watch some of the stuff he watches on YouTube, which is just a guy sitting there, like, talking about a video game for 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really trust his cup of tea, I guess, is my point.
So he won't listen to his brother, but he'll watch some stranger play a video?
He'll watch something on YouTube, and it's just garbage. I don't get it.
But anyway, in Tulsa Public Schools, they're listening to K-Hits a lot. According to my son, they listen to K-Hits. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. But if you're one of the few listening, apparently... You have a chance to win some money, right, Daniel?
Right. Is money your cup of tea? Because we have $200?
$200.
Yeah.
With the Sound of Moolah. We play that mystery sound, and if you guess it, you got $200. That comes up at 9:10 this morning. Here on 98.5 The Bull. Good morning, guys.
98.5 The Bull weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
Oh, like Jason's like crawling around in his sheets and stuff. What is going on with that song?
He's done.
It's 98.5 The Bull with Ty and Daniel. Hey, Daniel.
April Fool's Day today. It's kind of a rough day for everybody because I think in a corporate environment or any workplace, April Fool's Day is probably not something you can do anymore, right?
I would be careful. I would guard against doing any pranks at work.
I don't think HR departments like that. Like, you might think it's funny to sneeze in your buddy's face today, but he might not like it.
They don't like it. Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever been a victim to an April Fool's Day prank?
Mm-hmm. Remember, I've also invoked them as well. And I remember that me and Daniel worked with this quarterback. And remember this? Don't remember this. He was a quarterback at Auburn University. And we worked, and you put me in a trash bag. You don't remember this?
Oh, you startled him. You got into a trash bag, and then when he walked
in, he thought it was just garbage, and then I jumped out of the garbage bag. And this quarterback, you know, he's like a college quarterback. You know, that's not for the chicken-hearted. I mean, you got to be tough. And I scared him so bad that he like, got upset. So you can't do that kind of stuff.
We used to, at our very first job we had together, we used to do pranks like that and try to startle people. Like, there's this guy named Richard, and we would put a rubber snake in his studio or something like that. And the people that owned that particular company, they flew a guy down there to tell us, hey, guys, knock it off with the pranks.
Yeah, because we found out this guy was scared of snakes. So what did me and Daniel immediately do? Bought snakes.
Rubber snake.
And they did not like that.
This guy, but here's the problem. If you are the kind of guy that gets startled and you're easily startled and you're entertaining when startled, people are going to often try to scare you because you're entertaining. One time we got that, this guy's name was Richard, scared of like literally everything. I got this guy named Van to put on a mask and come around the corner when Richard was coming into the studio.
I don't know why that song started. Go ahead. Sorry.
And so Richard walks into a studio, Van stands up with the mask. And normally if you get startled, you go, whoa, or something like that. Richard goes, no, which almost says to me that this has happened to him before. Do you know what I'm saying? When you get startled, it's like, not, please, no. So I felt pretty bad for scaring Richard all them times. And I apologize, Richard, if you're so
yeah,
because
April Fool's Day is today. Just watch out, man, because you got to be careful these days.
Maybe just don't do it.
I guess like in the 80s, they used to do all sorts of non-foolery or nonsense, but tomfoolery.
Radio stations used to get on the air and be like, all right, free hamburger somewhere, and then you drive all the way out there and they're like, April Fool's Day.
Not a good look.
Not a good thing to do.
It's actually good advice, Daniel. I appreciate that.
It's knock it off with the pranks.
Now I can play a song. I think if I can get the what?
I don't know what's happening with you today, buddy.
Well, here is a song.
Thank you.
Finally. Zach Bryan with Casey Musgraves. This is 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. Good morning, guys. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. Hey, good morning, guys. I think a lot of parents out there, your kids have been in sports or were in sports, and you know what that's like. It's a lot of work. And by the way, I've only got one kid. And so you people that have two and three kids, God bless you. I don't know how you even do that. But I got a kid, and he's playing baseball at La Fortune, and he's 8 years old, and this is our first year where the kids will actually pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Before this, it's been the coach throwing it underhand or whatever, and then later on, it was a pitching machine that throws it right down the middle. This is the first year where we got the kids pitching, which means, you know, every kid's going to get hit by a ball and all that kind of stuff. And so we had a practice on Saturday. And nowadays, I don't remember this. Maybe it was the case, but nowadays, when you play baseball, you've also got a parent that volunteers to kind of be the team manager that schedules the practices and assigns who's going to bring snacks and Gatorade that night or whatever. And in this case, it's a lady called Brittany, who you know, Brittany Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool person. And so I feel like I have a good relationship with her. And I text her and I said, how did that practice go? And what I wanted to hear was, you guys did amazing out there, because I'm a coach, one of the many coaches. And what I wanted to hear was, you know, that was an unbelievable practice. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for taking time out of your weekend. And her exact text was, it was a disaster.
What is a disaster?
And I go, it was a disaster. I mean, I could accept maybe like it wasn't that great, but to go right to the word disaster, it kind of hurt me a little bit.
But I'm asking why she felt it was a disaster.
Because I don't know what I'm doing. And I guess, I don't know. But she said, she went on to say, like, when you're teaching these kids how to play baseball or any sport, really, you got like 9 or 10 or 11 or 12 kids. And it's, you can't, like, everybody can't do the same thing at once. So we had like different stations set up. You know, 3 kids were practicing catching the ball and throw it to first. 3 mm-hmm. kids were practicing batting. 3 kids were practicing pitching. And what I think it really comes down to is that the practice was a little bit long, and they're sitting on these metal bleachers, the parents are, and, you know, they wanted to be out of there in an hour. That's what I think it came down to.
You know, that would hurt my feelings. That's why I wouldn't want to help coach or anything like that, is because somebody – said it was a disaster, that would have ruined my evening.
It hurt a little
I
bit.
I would have texted back like, oh, excuse me, Pete Rose. Like, I don't... are you the best coach ever?
Yeah. Excuse me, Babe Ruth.
I don't even know enough baseball terminology to even come up with the correct thing to say there. But did you get... You got over that pretty quickly or what?
Yeah, I was fine because when I first got to Tulsa, I coached T-ball at La Fortune. And I marched my kids to devastating losses the entire season. So I am used to stinking at coaching. However, I am, like, it's not braggadocious. At least I'm trying, you know? It's not like I'm not participating.
You can't listen to what every single person says, though, because me and you just watched that, months ago now, the documentary about We Are the World on Netflix.
Yeah, and, the song.
Yeah, and there's one guy trying to put this thing together, and then everybody was kind of throwing in their opinions. And it almost messed up the song because you can't listen to everybody, right?
Yeah, I agree. I think that also is the same for, like, business. I mean, there's things.
Business, that, baseball, coaching.
Politics.
You got, like, somebody's got to be the coach and has to make the decisions, the decider.
That's kind of where I go back to be honest. I'm like, you know, okay, maybe I suck at this, but you didn't volunteer to coach.
Mm-hmm.
Saying almost didn't come together because they're all celebrities.
If you watch it, they only had one evening to put it together, and you had too many cooks in the kitchen. I think at one point Stevie Wonder's wanting to sing a line in Swahili, but where they were trying to raise the money in Africa, they didn't speak Swahili. I don't know what's happening over there, but
there's something going wrong with our computer today. So forgive me, but yeah, like they were gonna. Yeah, like there's too many cooks in the kitchen, like you say. Mm-hmm.
But then again, though, if you ask somebody to critique you, they are going to critique you.
All right, well,
so maybe
I accept that.
Maybe don't ask for it next time.
It's 98.5 The Bull. Here's Alan Kerr. 98.5 The Bull with Tig, and good morning to you, Daniel.
Wildflowers, wild horses.
What is your rule as far as phone calls? When is it too late for a phone call?
I think 9:30 to 10 is you're kind of cutting it close.
I kind of agree with that. I'm like, 9:30, 10 o'clock, probably cut off for phone calls. In my opinion, there's no cutoff for text.
Oh, really?
I don't think so.
I disagree. Like, you know, and by the way, do you have your phone on, like, where you can hear the text if they come through at night?
I do sleep mode on mine.
Yeah, so I do too.
Right.
So I wake up and I freak out because I've got like 3 texts. So I get up very early in the morning, sometimes as early as 3 and 4.
Well, in my opinion,
and
I
have text.
I don't think that there's too late to text because people can silence their phones. I guess what this boils down to is I texted one of our bosses at like 11 o'clock on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Then didn't hear from him all weekend. I was like, uh-oh, I done upset this guy.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out he's just, quote, out of pocket. I don't even know what that means.
Oh, yeah.
But what is out of pocket?
What does out of pocket mean?
What does that mean even?
You know how you send, like, you'll get an email from somebody that's an auto reply, and it says, I'm out of the office until, like, Thursday? Like, you're not really out of the office because you have a cell phone. You can read emails.
This used to happen to us when we worked for a big, giant, non-local company, and our boss would be like, sorry, didn't call you back because I was traveling all day. Like, you sit in the airport for 3 hours on a layover, you can return a phone call.
Of course you can.
Or an email. But I was wondering, like, should I not have texted my boss at 11 o'clock on a Friday night?
I think that's a little late to text a boss.
Should I have emailed instead? There's no cutoff time for an email, is there?
No, because, like, it doesn't alert your phone. I mean, do people do that?
I stand by the fact I think there's no too late to text.
There's definitely too late to text.
It's not too late to send a Facebook message or an email.
The only text you can send after 11 p.m. is, you up?
Oh, that's what I said to him. I was like, you sleep?
You're trying to hit on him?
No, if you ever have an idea, like, to me, if I don't write it down or text it or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Then you forget it.
I forget it.
I see.
Right.
Well, we'll see how it goes today. Today's Monday, so you'll be face-to-face with him today, your boss.
I don't know, you know. Maybe I'm going to be out of pocket the rest of the day.
Oh, that'll be good.
I teach people lessons.
You
remember
know,
that time we had that boss and I said I wasn't going to speak to him for a year? I was like, I'm not going to speak to this guy named Rod for an entire year.
This is a true story. Daniel got mad at one of our bosses once. Like, this is a true story.
Uh-huh.
And Daniel took a stand and said, I'm not going to speak to the guy for, like, a year. Anyway, after, like, a year or however long your little standoff went, you finally started talking to him, and you told him the story. He said, I have purposely not been talking to you for, like, a year. And he didn't even recognize that you were not talking to him.
Yeah, which made me kind of sad. He didn't realize I was not speaking to him, but for, like, 4 or 5 months.
Your little standoff, he didn't even recognize it was a standoff. So... But I would say a text after 11, unless it's you up, which you know what you're trying to do then.
I'll have to ask him when he comes in. Is he here today? I'm out of pocket today. I can't
Me
do
too.
It.
I
can't
like do this.
It. Hey, I'm out of. That's my new thing. I'm also out of pocket.
Well, if they ask, you're a genius. Next time they ask me to go to a meeting, you know how terrible meetings are.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. I'll just be like, I'm out of pocket.
Wish I could, y'all, but I'm out of pocket that day.
On 98.5, The Bull.
The hills are alive, Tig, with the sound of moolah. Am I right?
I agree. Would you like to hear the sound?
Sure.
All right, here's our sound. We're $200 right now. Let me try that again.
The sound of suspense. All right, joining us on the phone is Brandon. How are you, Brandon? Brandon, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you prepared to try to guess the sound of moolah? You're a truck driver, huh?
Yes, sir.
So you get to hear a lot of Tig and Daniel then, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I listen to you all the time.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
Is there a song that you love that you think we should play more?
No, they're all pretty good, really.
All right, well, there you go. Well, Brandon, enough tomfoolery. Let's get down to business. You just heard that sound. If you guess it correctly, you're going to win $200. Brandon, are you prepared to guess the sound of moolah?
Yes, sir.
What is your guess? Play.
I'm going to say it's a marble falling into a cast iron skillet.
Is it marble falling into a cast iron skillet? That is incorrect, Brandon. I'm so sorry. It's a good guess, though.
All right. Thank you.
Well, listen up. Don't feel bad, because tomorrow morning you'll be back in the truck, I'd imagine, and you'll have another chance at 7-10, 8-10, and 9-10.
All right. I will try.
Brandon, I think we're doing too much, because we got 3 times for the sound of moolah. We also got those Tim McGraw tickets. We truly are the wind beneath Tulsa's wings, aren't we?
Yeah.
Could you blow that truck horn for us one time? Look at that.
Oh,
hey now.
Wow, that's cool.
Reminds me when I was a kid. You see that thing where you put your hand out. Do kids still do that for y'all, try to get y'all to blow the horn?
Oh, yeah.
They put them outside the cranking motion?
Yep.
All right.
Well, hey, good guess. I actually don't know what it is either, and it does sound like a marble or something going on. But we'll find out exactly what it is eventually here. But each time we don't find out, and Brandon, you're in the workforce. You know what you're talking about. Can you do some math with us?
Yeah.
So we got $200 now. Me and Dan are going to add $50 to it. So what will the jackpot be tomorrow at 7:10?
$250.
$250 dang dollars.
Look at that.
Well, Brandon, I appreciate it. It's hard to win. But you're still eligible because you didn't win. You can still call back each time, 7:10, 8:10, 9:10 throughout the week until we get a winner on this. All right, man?
All right, sweet. Thank you.
Brandon, give us three numbers and an animal. All right.
Or hang up in your face.
98.5 The Bull. My big brother.